And then methought my dream was strange. The streets no longer rang. Hush were the glad hosannas. The little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery. The morn was cool and chill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill.
As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
every bobblehead in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we come to you today on behalf of all of our brethren, present here, local, the Lord, and abroad. We bring all their needs before you, our precious brethren in Africa and India, and wherever they are in the Caribbean here, we bring forth their requests for healing, financial needs, spiritual needs. Cry, O Lord, for more books and more tapes. Lord, we bring forth that little girl there, overdose of cocaine, Lord, laying in the hospital unconscious. We pray that you will revive her. Lord, revive her that she may accept the Lord Jesus Christ. At this time, Father, we bring our brother Watson before thee, running those meetings in AP, India. Pray that you will bless him as the saints are gathered, as ministers are gathered to hear the words of life. Pray, Lord, for our precious brother way off, Lord, near Delhi. Oh, God, give him strength. Brother Ravilal, grant him grace and grant him strength in a time like this, when heresy has taken over the church. Pray that you will bless him and give him courage, help him to stand, strengthen him. Bless, Lord, the sick and the afflicted in our midst. Remember, you send forth your word and heal them. I pray that you will prepare the hearts of the people today. Lord, make them ready for their healing. Lord, grant them grace that they may repent and clear the way. For we know that sickness is an attribute of sin. May they be prepared, Lord, for that day and that time. Give them faith and give them courage. Give them boldness to accept their healing by faith. Lord, we commit our lives into your hands with the message today and all the messages that was preached. For it will bring forth fruits. We pray, Lord, that you will bless Brother Ramkumar as he bring that message on Wednesday in obedience to the Spirit. Bless your children, Father, and bless your servant today. They speak the words aright. We humbly thank you for all of our brethren today. All our musicians, song leaders, bless our precious Brother Sukdeo, Lord, laboring in choir. Help him, Father, and bless him. He's certainly a blessing to us. And bless your children that have come, O Lord, from near and far, for many years, standing at the post of duty. Grant them grace and grant them strength. Even bless the backsliders in our midst, Lord, that they might quickly make amends. They may strengthen their lives and come to thee holy. We commit our lives into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving, and the congregation say,
Amen.
And I will read from the book of Romans, chapter 1. And if you find Galatians 5, we will take another verse there. I will read from the book of Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Not a few verses. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, the day which commits such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And in the book of Galatians, if you have it, Galatians 5 and 19, just one verse we would read there. Galatians 5:19. I think 16. Let us read 16 verse. Yeah, one verse 16. Yeah. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's a wonderful scripture. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words, and may be seated. It's a grand privilege again to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, and especially on these two spiritual worlds. I think we have another message today which will be of edification to the church. I had another message planned which I thought would bring me to the climax of this series. But then about 11 o'clock last night, the Lord came in his great grace and inspiration and gave me another message. So I have that next message reserved. And in obedience, I am here this evening. Maybe this is for somebody. Though simple in structure and in connection with the two spiritual worlds, I feel that it will edify some soul. So the title of this message is Two Spiritual Worlds Slipping into Demonic Realms. Slipping into Demonic Realms. Now, people just don't understand how easy it is for they to slip into demonic realms. Because of self-will, self-opinion, and the wrong attitude. And on the other hand, some do not realize how easy it is to slip out of such demonic realms into the realms of the Holy Spirit. Yes, it is easier to go to heaven than to hell. But there is
certain realm of the demonic power and hell that you could slip into, there is no return. And I was about to preach that message to you, you know, dealing on the subject of lost and hopelessly lost. Yes, it is bad enough to be lost, but when you are hopelessly lost is a different thing. And I was about to bring that, and I thought that it may scare the people badly, but it should not be, you know, something scary to a Christian that wants to walk right and serve the Lord. And why the Lord brought this message here before that one, I believe there is some good reason. And that is that we may learn how to avoid the enemy. You know, how to avoid that, you know, satanic realm. How to guard our souls. Yes, and yield to the kingdom of God instead of the kingdom of the devil. Oh, Brother Paul said in the 6th chapter of Romans, to whom he shall yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are. If to unrighteousness, or if to sin, then you become a servant of sin. But we are yielding to the Spirit today. And we are happy that we are in a place that we can yield to the Spirit of the Lord. So, on our board here, just for reference, to, you know, stir up our pure minds, there are three words. And by now, I think you are tired of hearing me saying that, but that's the truth. There are two spiritual worlds and one natural world. We are living in this natural world here as mortals. And on the right hand and on the left hand, we are influenced, yes, from either one of these worlds. These two spiritual worlds is set there and trying to influence every human being to one side or the other. And that is why we are seated here today. We are seated here today because we was influenced from the right-hand side. Yes. Once we were influenced and we lived by the dictates of hell, the regions of the lost, and we were born lost children in that kingdom. But now we are saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. He purchased every one of us out of that demonic realm. He paid the price that we could not pay. And he purchased us out of that realm. I think that we should be eternally grateful. So I want to emphasize the fact this evening of slipping into demonic realm, even as Christians. Even as people that knows the truth. Even as people that contend for the faith. And as in the book of Romans here, which I would get into a little better. Let me explain something here. In this age that we are living, something happened upon earth. And it is recorded over here in the book of Romans. And it is stated here, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, people knows the truth. And although they know the truth, they are unrighteous. So they are holding the truth in unrighteousness. They are living and practicing unrighteousness. But they hold the truth in one form or the other. Now that don't mean to say that they heard the revelation No, hear what Brother Paul is saying. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God had showed it unto them. And how is that? For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now I hope you catch that. Now this wrath of God that is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, the Lord was justified in doing that, because people are without excuse that there exists a God. And that he is a righteous God. In one form or the other, from the Bible. And if they don't understand the Bible, they ought to look at the things that he manifested. His very creation. And they must in their souls understand that God is God and he is a righteous God. Beside that, God gave them a conscience to know right and wrong. And hear what Brother Paul said, so they are without excuse. All right. Now, nobody will have an excuse on the day of judgment. Well, I did not know that there was a God. I never knew that he was righteous. I never knew that he was, the great creator that made the heavens and the earth. That would not be an excuse. No, it won't be an excuse. The Bible plainly says, so they are without excuse. Because the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Yes. So after the conscious of this great creator and his righteousness, they choose to do wickedly. Even though they are conscious of this great creator, they choose to live wickedly. So they hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, holding the truth in unrighteousness comes right up to us, who has the supreme revelation, yes, that is given upon earth today, and it goes right down to the man that cannot even read and write, and hear the birds whistle, and see the design of the flowers, and see the design of the creation of God. And God gave him that consciousness that he exists. There is somebody that is responsible for all this creation. Somebody is responsible for putting the stars up there, for making the moon and the sun. Somebody is responsible for the ocean. Somebody is responsible for all the animals, the birds, the bees, the flowers. Yes, you are conscious of God and you are without excuse. So now on account of that, God in the end time here and in every age and generation, he revealed his wrath from heaven. Now this scripture is a very broad scripture. If you notice, it's not specifying a certain age, but it's all heaped up in the end time, in Sodom and Gomorrah. So it is revealed and it is written here for every age coming down and for mankind as a whole from the creation of the world. Yeah. From the creation of the world. Now, but this scripture here is applied to us too. Yeah. Now, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. And if you notice what kind of wrath is revealed, the punishment that goes with the wrath of God that is revealed from heaven is that men will dishonor their bodies among themselves. Women with women, man with man, working that which is unseemly. Now how that is brought about, God's wrath revealed from heaven. How this is brought about? As I told you before, Satan, the Lord set bounds upon the demons when he put them in chains of darkness. Now, but when he loses his wrath upon mankind, he extends the bounds of these demons to bring sicknesses, to bring in judgment, to bring perversion. So he extends the bounds, and then these demons are loosed upon the face of the earth and anoint the people. And we are speaking for today, they are loosed upon the earth and anoint men and women to dishonor their bodies among themselves, to create a Sodom and Gomorrah condition. And then at the end of that, he destroys them, because they live vile and wicked, and that is what has happened today. Now, in our age, for your understanding, the wrath of God was revealed from heaven today upon this generation at the opening of the seal. And the cloud of judgment in the form of a wig appeared in the heavens, showing that God had revealed his wrath. So we are speaking for today, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. And it was revealed today in a measure that was never revealed in all the ages, even because this world was given the greatest truth of all generations. And it came by the opening of the seals. It came by the mighty Elijah. It came by the prophet, William Branham. And the word of God was rejected by Pentecostalism and the rest of the religious world. And at the end of that, they did not want to retain God in their knowledge, but became vile and vain in their imagination. Yes. And choose to go the way of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes. So now then the Lord loose the demons and extended their bounds. And some of it you will find in the 9th chapter of the book of Revelation, where those horsemen were loose. Yes. So those were demon chargers loosed upon the earth. And they have not really manifested what they're supposed to manifest yet. Yes, it will come under the 7 trumpets. And they are waiting for Moses and Elias to bring the plagues down upon the Gentile. So now what we are seeing in the form of AIDS and herpes and, you know, the sicknesses that is now upon the face of the earth is only the smoke. The fire is behind. That's why the prophet declared you will receive the token or perish. You will receive that token or you will perish. Psalm 91 will become alive in this generation to the end time bride. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold the reward of the wicked. Now, they're speaking of the plagues today that are coming upon the earth because of the wickedness of man. But something took place about the time that the Lord declared wrath from heaven. He loosed those fallen angels by the millions upon the earth to go across the earth and anoint people. Something happened. The whole earth became charged of demon power. You heard it said that hell is now upon earth. It's not hell itself is upon earth, but the contents of hell is upon the earth. That is why the prophet went into J.C. Penney's store and he seen there the contents of hell that he witnessed in the realms of the regions of the lost. 40 years before that. So he was now witnessing the same demons and the same kind of people down in hell. He was witnessing that in his store. Yes, sir. So now those are fallen angels upon the earth today, and those fallen angels are using the ghosts of men. Yes, by the millions who were lost, totally lost. Yes, unredeemable men, and they are now upon the earth. Yes, being guided and used of these demons. So now, it has created a greater demonic realm here upon the earth. You don't have to go to hell to feel that demonic realm. But the contents of hell itself, you know, with all these demons, their bounds are extended. Yes. To include the whole earth, 6 billion people upon the face of the earth. That is why it is harder to pray. It is harder to fast. It is harder to live a Christian life. Because the revival is over. And these demons are upon the face of the earth everywhere. But we are without excuse. Even because from the next side of the spiritual world, something was also loose. You understand what I'm saying? So now we credited the kingdom of Satan enough and the spiritual world of Satan. But look, when the enemy comes in as a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up his standard again. So God, knowing that we are still upon the earth, his children, his elect, the bride, the church, and we want to do well. If the Lord don't give us something to fight against these demons that are loose, we'll be helpless people. So now what the Lord done, he descended from heaven in a shout. And with the voice of the archangel. And the trumpet of God. Yes, getting ready for the dead in Christ to rise. Yeah. And then Revelation 10:1 stood upon the face of the earth. Yes, revealing himself as the Son of Man. Yes, sir. And the Bible says, when we come back to the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, even thus shall it be in that day when the Son of Man shall be revealed. So now it goes together that when the conditions return, as it was in the days of Sodom. Right, at that very time, the Son of Man will be revealed. And what brings about the conditions of Sodom and Gomorrah is the loosing of these demons upon the earth today. We live in a terrible place. Now what we used to survive upon as Christians, before the loosing of them demons, you cannot survive today. No, God has sent another standard. He sent a revelation of the Son of Man. Except the Lord of Sabbath had left us a seed, we would all be like unto Sodom and Gomorrah. But the standard that God raised up is the revelation of the Son of Man. Yes. Revelation 10:1. You've got to come under that ministry. You've got to come under the ministry of the bridegroom, the Word, Christ, the revealed Word of God. You got to sit under this kind of anointing. You got to soak in that anointing. The prophet declared that unless you are constantly in the Word of God and prayer, you will not see the bridegroom when he comes. For he will be the revealed Word of God. Yes, you will have to pray. You will have to fast. You will have to get down upon your knees. You ain't going to waltz through this demon power, friend. There's great demon power that coming from the fifth dimension is like a great magnet. Yes, and you are already magnetized from your birth. You are already magnetized. And all these demon power here is like a great field of magnet upon the earth. And you was magnetized from your birth by your evil nature. and you are drawn to all of these things. You are drawn to the kind of songs. If your nature is not changed, you are drawn to the kind of lust that is on the street, the kind of nakedness, the kind of music, the kinds of flashes upon the earth. Yes, you are like a small magnet, and that big magnet is drawing. And if you don't have the magnet of magnets inside of you that is connected to the realms of God, you will just stick out here. But Satan don't understand that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is a magnet down inside of him. And that magnet is connected to the spiritual realm of God. And every time this power of the devil draws you here, he don't understand why this fellow is not coming, but there was an invisible magnet that is holding him. To the kingdom of God. It's a rock revelation of the Son of Man. So there we are. By the opening of the seals, you have from these two kingdoms angels. Yes, they have jumped out of that realm. Yes, fallen angels on one side with their leader, and over here, the Son of Man and his angels jump out of this realm. Now, that brings in your third full ministry. The third full of the ministry of angels. So you are brought out of that realm. Yes, when the Son of Man shall come with his angels. That is the promise of God. So right now we have two great angelic forces upon the face of the earth, like it was in heaven. The war that was fought in heaven, and those two armies dropped down. And those two armies dropped down, and they fought in the Garden of Eden for the souls of men. They came through 6,000 years, and now it ends up here at the end time, and the demonic powers, demons of hell, their bounds are extended, and likewise God extended the bounds of the angels. And he bring them here to finish up this long battle that started in heaven between Lucifer and Michael. But don't forget that you are caught in the middle. You are caught in the middle. So now the power of Satan is very strong upon the face of the earth. And I am here to warn you, and the Lord wants to warn each one of you today. And I humbly believe that's the reason that he turned around this message. And that is to bring us to the consciousness of what we are up against. That while people fight a normal battle, and they go on happy-go-lucky, and yes, I go to church, and I do the righteous things, and I don't miss a service, and I do this, it takes more than that. You must walk in the Spirit, so that you do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Are you walking in that Spirit tonight? Are you living in that Spirit? Yes. And if you don't, as much as you know the Word of God, know the truth of God, it is not very hard to slip into this demonic realm that is now loosed upon the face of the earth. And that is where a lot of people make the mistake. They want to live their Christian life as they used to live it many years ago. And they want to settle down. That brings in the pity of this Laodicean spirit. You will have to be on fire to overcome this demon power that is now upon the earth that is battling all Christians. And that is why you see the backslidings in all the denominational churches. Sodom and Gomorrah has taken over. And that is why you see the people following the message today are fast becoming like Pentecostals. They don't realize what they are up against. Yes. And right in our midst, amongst the people that follow the Word of God, you can see people giving up the ghost. Yes, sir. It only takes the power of God and the anointing of God that came from the opening of the seals to keep a man today. Otherwise, he is gone. Yes, sir. So, I guess you get a picture there of what I am trying to bring. Yes, this demon power is loose. So we are not talking necessarily of contacting hell now. We are talking about hell out here, the contents of hell being upon earth. We are not talking about way off in heaven now going to contact Almighty God sitting upon his throne. We are talking about the Lord descending from heaven in a shout and a voice. And his angels are right upon earth. So now when you come to church, Satan comes to church. And he comes to church with his demon power. And when you come to church, Michael is standing right there. If you are preaching the truth, and there is an angel on every limb. Yes. Because we have followed the Elijah ministry. And one up for these angels here today, guiding you and protecting you, this demonic power that is now loose upon the earth will crush you. So now, the spirits that are loosed from that realm are spirits of insanity. Great, 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 great spirits of insanity. And the insane asylums are full. And they don't understand why there is so many mad people upon the earth. So now there are more mad people outside than inside. And a brother was telling me last night, he said that 25% of the population here of Trinidad, have some kind of a mental problem. Yes, I read in a book 40-something years ago by one researcher, and he said that 90% of the world population is suffering from neurosis, and neurosis is a trace of madness. I don't think that they take into account that today. Yes. And do you know that an uncontrolled temper is the first stage of madness? Well, anybody could understand that if a man could go out of control and kill a man, well, it is madness. And then when he gets done, he is surprised at what he done. Now, that ain't happening just by mental power. There is a demon. Anytime you lose control of your mind, a devil takes control of you. Yeah, so you operate by a demon after that. Yes, sir. Anytime you go out of control, now, we are called to have control of our mind. Yes. Whether we are in the spirit or in the natural, we must always be conscious and have control of our minds. Don't matter how much you worship and speak in tongues or prophesy, yeah, or dance or whatever, as Christians, we must have control of our minds. Don't matter how fast you are preaching as a preacher, you must be always conscious of what you are saying. You must be always conscious if that is lining up in the Word of God and in the message of the hour. Anytime you get so bright that I just preach and I don't know what I'm preaching, you will preach for the devil. That ain't spirituality. That is ignorance. Yes, no matter how fast I preach, my brothers and sisters, there is something always, and you cannot do that naturally. It takes the Holy Spirit. Yes, to be a record with the Word. No matter how fast you preach, then you want to know that you are speaking the Word and you must not contradict the prophet. Now tell me how you're going to do that naturally. You can't do that because you can't remember all what the prophet said. All that you have to do is to get in a certain lifeline. And stay in that lifeline. Yes. And let the Holy Spirit be a witness. And if the Holy Spirit don't be a witness, check back quicker. Yes, rethink what you just said. And that means you are going wrong. All right. So now, I am saying that all this demon power that is now upon the face of the earth, these Christians are called to live in the Spirit. From the time you slip, you slide. And if you are not born again, then there is no telling how far you could go were only the immoral spirits that are loosed on the earth. And Romans 1 gave us a good picture. If I don't get back there, read there, and try to understand what I'm saying, that the wrath of God revealed from heaven has to do with immorality. And for this cause, yes, sir, God gave them up to what? Vile affection, that they may dishonor their bodies amongst themselves. So now it's a punishment. It's a loosing of immoral spirits, demons and devils. The things that you are seeing upon the face of the earth is just not natural. Yeah. Men fail to retain God in their knowledge. Yeah. They became wicked and vain in their imaginations. And God became angry, and he extended the bounds of these demons. So they go out there, women living with women, man with man, right in the churches. I'm saying right in the churches, behind the pulpit. So now those things are manifesting the wrath of God and the judgment of God. And then he's going to let them receive their just recompense in the form of herpes and AIDS. And now that is why AIDS flood the earth. Yes, they receive their just recompense because they dishonor their bodies among themselves. So then he visited them with a disease which was found in Sodom and Gomorrah. AIDS. Yes, is a Sodom and Gomorrah disease. Yes, sir. So this here, to stay above this demonic realm of Satan, you must pray. You must keep your mind upon the Word of God every day, every hour of the day. Blessed is he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. But he is like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Yes. And we must be planted by the rivers of waters. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. So now that is the Christian that is going to get the stone. Now we have reached upon a dangerous spot right now. And that is, here we have a mixed multitude, and we are all marching to the promised land. But there is something involved here. Something involved. And that is, there was a foolish virgin and a wise virgin group. And this foolish virgin group has those things in her lives. Yeah? And they are not desperate to put them thing out. And they take it for granted that they are going to get the stone, they are going to marry the bridegroom, they are going to enter the marriage. But then it became too late for them. It became too late. And then the foolish virgin had to go through the tribulation in order to purge out these things that they was compromising with in their lives. It's a terrible thing. Yeah. So now that is why you see things raise up. A man is going along good. He is testifying. He is giving, oh my, doing a lot of things for the Lord. He's a married man, married woman. Before you know it, she hug up her next man. Commit adultery. Bring a man right on top of the man's bed. The man is working hard to take care of her. And that dog bring a man right on the bed. Now they take life for granted. Yes, boss. A man see some young woman, want to go and grab her, kiss her, come back and sit down in the house of God. Then you set up a prayer meeting to help these souls. Come and pray. You cannot see them in that meeting. You cannot see them in that regular prayer meeting. No, you know why? There was something down in there, a certain understanding. There was a certain vision. And that is the thing that they are all right. Now, when you walk out there and hug up an ex-woman outside of your wife, you have a filthy, nasty spirit. And it interferes with your salvation. It shows that something is wrong with your salvation. Something is wrong with your vision of eternal life. Something is wrong with your assessment of the word of God that you are hearing. Otherwise, you would not be so disrespectful. And then after that, you do that. Maybe a couple of months, you say, sorry, brother. I want back my deacon position. Or I want back my singing position. Oh, I want back. No. Something is wrong with you. The problem is not, I am sorry. The problem is that you've got to purge the nasty thing out of your life. Because you fell to the demonic realm. That demonic realm has power over you. Upon this rock shall I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail again. That could bring the question up if you are already planted on a rock, or if you are planted on sand. So now your apology is accepted. I'm sorry, Brother Bruce, I don't see the man again. I only went 5 times with him when my husband went out. You are a nasty whore. Yes. And one of those stinking spirits from the demonic realm, which is an adulterous, immoral spirit, you fall to it. Why did you fall to that adultery if you was born again? You was not born again. No, you have a filthy spirit. Sorry, husband, you're going to take me back? Yes, I will take you back. I love you. I will always remember your deeds until the day that I die. I have no more feelings for you. Because of my children, I don't want them to be with the next man beating them in another house. I'm going to forgive you. Yes, but what about you? Are you pushing out that devil? Or are you going to repeat that again? Now, that's the big thing with the ministry, you know. The big thing with the ministry is not a problem of saying, if a brother say that I forgive you, I sin, and the pastor say I forgive you, that is not the big thing, brother. The thing is that pastor want to be convinced that you let go that spirit. Now, if you did that 10 years ago, and you hug up some other woman, you went kissing up some other woman, and your wife got to know that, your children got to know that, and you are like a dog, wake up after a couple of years to do the same thing again. And another 2 years, you wake up to do the same thing again. And another 2 years, you wake up to do, and you bring it right up to 2007. Something is wrong with your salvation. And on top of that, you cannot attend the prayer meeting. On top of that, you make my brother excuses for coming on a Wednesday or a Sunday because you are too busy with your work or too busy with something else. Something is wrong with your salvation. Now, this goes for everybody that is under my voice. In every church, you have these kinds of hypocrites. But I am explaining to you, what is in the depth of the hypocrite. The depth of the hypocrite is that he has not evaluated eternal life as he should evaluate eternal life. In my 40 years, my brothers and sisters, many of you know me back there, did I ever have to come and repent for hugging up some other woman? Huh? Did I ever have to come in here and repent for thieving somebody money? No. I have a vision of eternal life. I have a responsibility. I'm planted on a rock. Yes. Something is keeping me. And I am trying to impart what I have in me. Now, why do you think that in Hebrews 10:25 told us, neglect not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, more so as we see the day approaching? Why is it more so as we see the day approaching? As we come closer to this token and the rapture, my brother, God knew from the foundation of the world, and his apostles knew that way back down there, that these demons will be loosed upon the earth. And Satan is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, you would not get along. You would not escape this demonic realm by just a happy-go-lucky life. Yeah. And where you become a Catholic attending service on a Sunday, and the church is empty on another day. Yes, the pastor called a prayer meeting on a Wednesday, that is too hard. On a Thursday, it's too hard. On a Monday, and drop off a couple services to facilitate the people. Yeah, and then you become a Catholic worshiper. Yeah, a healthy, strong man. Yes, you're not sick on a bed like some of the brethren. And those that are sick, my beloved, still find themselves in the church. Yeah, some eyesights are going, but they feel their way to hear the word of God. Some suffer all kinds of things, but they sit in the house of God. Yeah. Something is wrong with that soul. You mean to say it never came in your mind to go down and know that when I went and hug up a woman, you know, outside of my wife, my pastor called me personally, and he said he would cover that. And a dog like you don't have the sense to know to come and purge out your nastiness in the prayer meeting and do an extra day of fasting and attend every service. When a man fall like that, friends, he need to be upon his hands and knees, and he need to be here hour or two before the service start. Then he will convince me that he is trying to purge out his wickedness. And if he don't purge it out, he's going through the tribulation to purge it out. I'm telling you the truth. He's going through. Some people are so stubborn, and they are so self-willed, and they are so self-opinionated, that they do wrong, and they count themselves righteous in a couple of days. Yeah, and then they are going to miss the mark and go through the tribulation to purge out that same sin. Now, I don't want to start preaching. I was afraid that I'd start preaching. Yes, a couple of hours ago, I want to be real calm. Because the things here that I will be bringing, you know, I wanted to soak in. And I don't want to start a preach, because it's a preaching message that I'm trying to teach. I really want to soak it in. I want my brother, every person, to catch what I am saying, and don't think that I've come here to rebuke and chastise and, you know, expose and beat. No, I want to reason with you. The Lord say, come now and let us reason together. Yeah. Let us reason. Let us examine ourselves. Friends, this thing that we are up against is very serious. This demonic realm come here to meet us. But I have news for you. This godly realm, my brother, has come down to meet us too. So you are without excuse. Yes. And it is up to you to yield this way to the kingdom of God or yield that way. Yeah. But when I just look out there and I see men do wrong things, and they have no shame about it, No, my brother, they want to just go on as usual. Yes, sir. They won't make an extra effort to pray, to fast, to seek the Lord. They get more busy and set their business for the service day when they could do differently. A big Sunday, they want to set their business for a Sunday. That goes to show your regard for the Word of God. That goes to show that you get heady and you think that you know all them things already. I want to tell you that I know nothing yet as I ought to know. I'm still learning. And every time I come here, brothers and sisters, I'm still learning to preach. You don't know about the kingdom of God as you ought to know. You don't know about the kingdom of the devil as you ought to know. You do not know the tactics of the devil as you ought to know. I am here to teach you. Anytime you get out of the spirit, you will repeat your lust. Yes, sir. And this is an age, friend, just like the days of Noah, where the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And all these beautiful women, majority of these beautiful women that you are seeing are Cain's daughters. The increase of beauty upon the face of the earth today, every little girl is a Hollywood star. Are the daughters of Cain. And that is the trap, the sons of God. And the sons of God are going wild right through the message. Yes, and the devil has already captivated the whole of so-called Pentecost. Except a few sincere children, sons and daughters of God, that will come out. Already captivate them from the pulpit right down to the pew. What done it is these immoral spirits that were loose from that realm. Notice that the first spirit that was loose from that immoral realm that come to mankind was an immoral spirit. I wonder if you comprehend me. What did Satan introduce first? Immoral spirit. He introduced sex to Eve. And that brought the corruption of the world. Instead of having one immoral spirit in Eden now upon the earth, here, my brother, he has billions of spirits that are immoral. Because he has to deal with 6 billion people upon the face of the earth. Yes, and God came down in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah one time. He said, if you find 5 righteous, I will save the city for that 5 righteous. That is when immoral spirits are loose from that spiritual realm. You cannot find even 5 righteous. I will save it for the 5 righteous. You ever checked it out to see that God was right? No, 4 people was going out, not 5. I said 4 righteous was going out, not 5. But if you find 10 righteous, I will save the city for 10 righteous. And 4 was going out. And here again, mixed multitude. Yes. She turned back and look at Sodom. She, her feet was walking this way, but her heart was in Sodom. And a lot of people walk into, march into the promised land, but their heart is in Sodom. They are lusting for the miniskirt, lusting for the adultery, lusting for the things of Sodom. All is going to be burnt. All will be burnt. It will do you no good. Yes, I say, set your heart upon the Lord. Set your heart upon the promised land. God expects us, beloved, to get in the spirit and walk in the spirit to escape the flood of the enemy. Yes, sir. His standard was loose from the word of God, from the opening of the seals to help us. You are without excuse. We have the greatest truth that was ever given to any human being upon the face of the earth, any generation, any church, any people. We have the greatest truth that came from the opening of the seal. To whom much is given, much is required. much is required of them. Yes, so now that is why the Lord looses wrath and extended the bounds of these demons to flood the earth. But don't forget that you are living in the midst of all of this. You think you are going to make it with 5 minutes prayer in the morning there in India, Africa, GCC, wherever you are? You think you are going to make this thing in with 5 minute prayer in the morning and 5 in the evening and just say that I study the tape and I listen to, you know, Brother Branham's message? No, you got to be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, and in his law don't he meditate day and night. You've got to keep your mind upon that word of God day and night. And that is why the emphasis is that when you see you start going after money and houses and lands and lots and you're going to heap up a big set of money here, you cannot tell me that you have time for God. Instead of meditating on the word, you're meditating on money. You meditate on business. That's how it goes. I believe that you ought to do business. I believe that you ought to live. I believe that you ought to get. I believe you ought to provide for your children. But brother, if that is hindering you from meditating in the law of the Lord day and night, it's time to cut down. It's time to trim down. It's time to balance the thing. If your education is in the way, if your money is in the way, if your ambition is in the way, it's time to trim the thing down. We live in a terrible demonic realm. And what makes it worse is when a man does wrong and he seeks to justify himself. That's another phase of this. Yes. And these demonic things, you see, you've got to have a certain foundation for demons to walk in. If you don't have that bedding ground, Satan has no place to walk. Jesus said, Satan came to me and found no place in me. Yes. When the evil spirit is gone out of a man, he go and search for a place. And then he return. And then brothers and sisters, if we find the same bedding ground, he could enter in. That place ought to be filled with the word of God. When a man does wrong, he needs to come down. What I find in a lot of people is that they try to be wrong and right at the same time. Yeah. They are wrong. They are disciplined. They are corrected. They are forgiven. They are accepted. But they are not satisfied with the rebukes. They are not satisfied with the chastisement. And somewhere down the line, they want to get even and justify themselves. They show that they were not so wrong after all. Now that's pride. How you call that? Pride. They will make up 5 years and say, I don't know what you're talking about. Huh? They brought the wrong report to the pastor. I was innocent of that. You're lying dog. You're lying hypocrite. Huh? God will curse you for that kind of attitude. Yeah. That's the hypocrisy of the heart. Yeah. A man that is corrected and appreciate that correction, he'll be ever grateful to God and man. Because he will see that it is for the deliverance of the soul. Now, but a man that looked to justify himself in any way, not just adultery or fornication, a man that looked to justify himself Beloved, he would stand up and listen to a man that is critical to the pastor. He will stand up comfortable and listen to a man that is critical to the policies of the church, to the doctrines of the church, against Brother Branham. Yeah. Against the servants of God. Even because he's looking for a loophole to justify himself. Yeah. Because he's dissatisfied in his heart, and you will hear him verbally say many times, "I don't like how that man handled me, you know. I don't like how he handled me. I don't like how the deacons handled me. I'm wrong. But I just don't like how they handled me." Now that's a proud spirit speaking. That's an unrepentant heart speaking. They want to act like a man, be handled like a baby. Now when you act like an adulterer, you must be treated as an adulterer. And not like a baby. Some people, my brother, they want to pump themselves up and commit sin. And my brother, break the word of God rudely. But they want that when you have to correct them now, baby them. And I said, "Brother, don't do that again. Now you belong to the Catholic Church. Yeah, you need to go down to the Catholic Church. Yeah, the Catholic Church is the fellow that baby you. And say, 'I forgive you, my son. Go and sin no more.' But when you meet a preacher of righteousness, he will call your adultery out. He will call your fornication out. He will call your homosexuality out." Oh, my brothers and sisters. So now that's the kind of a spirit. Now, anytime correction come your way, you say, "I repent. I was forgiven, but I just don't like how that pastor handled me." You have a problem. You are searching for justification. Searching for justification. And in searching for that justification, you will find another fellow like you, right in the house of God, or who leave the church and is dissatisfied with doctrines and policies, and you will feel so comfortable with that fellowship. Because you have the same spirit. You know what you are doing there? You are leaning to the demonic realm. From the time you listen to that serpent tongue, you are listening to that spirit. You are listening to the devil. You are leaning to hell. You are leading to the devil. You imagine that all what people heard the word of God, my brother, some time ago, they were leaning to Paham. Oh, yes, leaning to Paham. Yes. And do you know, my brothers and sisters, that there are reports that people who went down to the lawyer with him by night for him to secure a proper lawyer against Bruce? Whatever is done in darkness will come out in the light. And the days of Paham is numbered. God will judge that hypocrite. And that is an example of demon possession. If you have ever seen an example of demon possession. Now, this fulfills what I am trying to say. That here that a man is wrong. He is dead wrong. And here is a man trying to justify himself, even by the law. And lie like a dog in every instant to justify himself. Now that is when you become demon possessed. When you try to justify yourself, you will give your ear to the serpent. You will give your ear to a critical tongue. Yes, now there is something about a critical spirit. When a critical spirit get upon a man, he could see everybody's fault. Then he starts seeing the pastor's fault. He's seen the deacon's fault. He's seen the minister's fault. Yes, but he cannot see his own fault. No, that's a devil. And that same kind of a man will leave the church. He said there was a bunch of hypocrites down at that church in Bethel, man. There was a bunch of hypocrites. You are the hypocrite. You're a bastard born. Yeah, and your intellectualism carried you away. Yes, and for any man to give heed to any mouth that is speaking against Brother Branham, and that is your buddy, that is your friend, then, my brother, something is wrong with your soul. And you will be demon possessed shortly. When you see, my brothers and sisters, people go out of the house of God. The Bible says they went out of us because they were not of us. And some people that go out of the house of God, I don't even dismiss them. You say, why it is that you don't dismiss someone, you dismiss a few. Some are dismissed privately to save the embarrassment and shame of the mother or father. Mm-hmm. And some people go out because they have a different doctrine. Yes. And brothers and sisters, they went out of us because there was a scripture here. They went out of us because they were not of us. If they were of us, they would have continued with us. And you say, why don't you go across there? If you are such a wonderful shepherd, why don't you go over there and restore the brother? God put him out for his critical mouth, disagreeing with Brother Branham on marriage and hybrid marriage. Yeah, disagreeing, my brother, with the policies of the church. Disagreeing with this and disagreeing with that, when God brought them in as dogs here, as mangy dogs. And cleaned them up from rum drinking and from cigarette smoking and all kind of a nasty life. And then their head become too big. And God spit them out. Then I'm not going to bring back God's vomit. You want God's vomit in here? I won't bring back God's vomit. It stinks. It stinks. If God vomited one time and it stinks again, he will vomit it again. Exactly. And if that is your friend, and you could stand up there and nod your head, when that critical mouth is speaking against the people in Bethel, and speaking against Brother Branham, speaking against the very Bible, you are a dead hypocrite. You are a dead hypocrite. Yeah, and you are leaning towards that demonic realm, and you will become anointed, and possession will follow. Yes, and you will be worse than Panham Faham if you take that course. Expect more buckles. Judas is not yet fully made manifest. We are up against Satan. When you have that kind of a spirit that you want to justify yourself, and you pick on the pastor's family, pick on the pastor's wife, pick on the church members, pick on the deacons, be criticizing with your mouth, you have a devil inside of you. You see what the pastor's done? You see how much he's prospering? You see how his daughter is prospering? You see how Brother Bruce himself is prospering? Mind your business. Who God bless, no man curse. He that blesses me will be blessed. And he that curses me will be cursed. Because the blessing of my father Abraham is upon me through Jesus Christ. And I can say the same thing for the church of God. Who curses Bethel, my brother, will be cursed. And who blesses Bethel will be blessed. For the blessings of Abraham has fallen upon us. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, that hateful spirit, when you have that and cannot forgive a brother, you are being overcome and is slipping into this realm of Satan. The spirits that are loose from that realm of the devil are great immoral spirits. Spirits of homosexuality, adultery, fornication, rape, murder. Yes. Don't you see that upon the earth? Don't you listen to the news? Right in our little corner here? Right in our little corner? Have we not seen all those things of murder every day? Right in the papers, young people and everything? Brothers and sisters, it's a manifestation of the devil. And just to clear your minds up, this is the judgment of God. If you notice that it very seldom touched the church, if you want to be backslidden and live a careless life and the Lord bring that judgment upon you, that's up to you. But if you notice very carefully, the Lord is keeping his own. So now just don't look at that commonly, brothers and sisters. All these spirits that were loose from that realm with the wrath of God, these murders that we are now experiencing here on the in this country and reading about on the papers is the judgment of God. You hear they kidnap this one, they do this and they do that. The judgments of God, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Against all ungodliness and against all unrighteousness. Wars comes as the judgment of God. Rapes come as the judgment of God in many cases. Way over there, when the soldiers go out and conquer an army, they rape all the women and young children. Read in your Bible and you'll come to find out that the Lord, because of judgment, he said, I'll give your daughters to the enemy. I'll give your wives to the enemy. I'll make them capture you and take them into slavery. I will send famines and I will send wars upon you because you break my word and dishonored my covenant. So these things are not happening by chance. It's the judgments of God in the land. Judgments of God in the land. But we thank God for his protection. But thank God, brethren, we have to look around and see how much we have to thank God. Our houses are left behind right this evening. All that we own is left right behind this evening. We are traveling on the roads. At different times, different hours of the day. And we seldom, my brothers and sisters, get into any fatal accident. And when we do get into accident, like our precious brother who testified here, I mean, give the Lord thanks. The Lord saved his whole family. That's the hand of God. And when those things happen, don't just shake yourself and say, thank you, Jesus. Give some kind of a sacrifice to God. Find some poor brother in the church or some poor family, yes, and make a meal and give them or give them a few dollars. And be thankful to God and say, Lord, thank you. Yeah. You are sick and you get healed, my brother. Go and give a gift to God. Yes. Don't just say thank you. Do something about it. Yes. If you are sick, my brother, try to give away something. Try to bring forth fruits of righteousness. And then approach the Lord for healing. If you sin, repent. And say, Lord, prepare my mind for this healing. Yes. Then I was certain as these immoral spirits are loose now in the form of judgment, now spirits of infirmity are also loose. All these spirits of infirmity. That is why you find sicknesses as you have never heard about before. Medical science have come to the end of their wits, even because it's the judgment of God. And Christians, when you sin, the Lord will punish you the very same way and cause that demon from that realm to anoint you. Repent. Repent. Stop doing those things. Yeah. Nobody that is not taking communion, my brother, is doing right. You got to have some nasty thing in your life to sit down there for 5, 10, 15, 20 years and not take communion. And on the other hand, you call a prayer line and they are up in the prayer line. If the Lord would not heed you, he may curse you. Now, rightly divide the word of God. Now, if you are not fit to take communion by your own judgment, are you fit for healing? No, you need to sit in your seat. And you need to go and correct that thing that is stopping you from taking communion. Don't be a hypocrite there and waste the preacher's time. I have no faith, really. When I see you never come for communion for all those years, and you come up in a prayer line and you say, pray for me, I know that there was some wicked thing in you that caused you not to take communion. That same thing will hinder your healing. I pray for you because of formality. But I really don't have any faith. And sometimes I might even push you this way and walk away this way because I don't want to be a hypocrite. Now that's the truth of it. If you know you have offenses towards somebody, if you know that that is not settled, don't come in that prayer line. You will get worse. Correct that wrong. You know you have malice and hatred. You know that you have hate towards that ministry, towards that preacher. Don't come to that line. You're a dead hypocrite. Yeah. Don't pretend nothing. He is not a make-believe something. You got to correct your sin. Yes. Only when you correct your sin, then come to that line. Yes, sir. Brother Brandon said, be sure that you believe for your healing. Or you will get worse. Yes. He told a girl there who was crippled up. Yes, right, in the greatest battle ever fought. He said, now don't come if you know that you you don't have the faith to be healed with that arthritis. He said, don't come. He said, because if you come and you don't have the faith for healing, you will get worse. That demon is going to get annoyed with you and he will get you worse. He said, be sure you have the faith and come up. Yes. And have that faith. Come up. Make everything right. I'm not preaching healing tonight. But I'm reminding you that them demons of infirmity are released as the wrath of God. And they have flooded the earth. And that is why we have AIDS and herpes. And we have all the different sicknesses. Heart problems like we never had before. Sugar, diabetes. Yes, sir. And some of these sins was committed by our foreparents. Yes. They travel on to the fourth generation. Yes. To the fourth generation, I shall visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, even unto the third and the fourth generation. But you got to have faith to overcome that. Because you cannot alter the fourth generation that passed by. You got to have faith. And believe the Lord that I could be healed and be forgiven for the sin that I inherited from my fathers. Yes. Oh, my. Yes, I hope you're enjoying this. So, friends, the demonic realm is the terrible realm. And I want you to come to the consciousness of where you are living. You slip into that demonic realm by sin, friends, then you get sick. Instead of attacking a demon that will trouble you, friends, you commit sin, and from that demonic realm, that demon realizes you broke the word. Yes, I get you now. Bam, you got a sickness. He has the authority to get you sick. Study the scripture sometime. He that breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. The wise man said, he that breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. And the Lord have us hedged in like Job. And when you break that hedge, there is a serpent waiting right there to bite you. a serpent shall bite him. I warn people, brothers and sisters, in time past. I say, don't go wrong that certain man. Don't go wrong that certain woman. That man is devil-possessed. They think they are more spiritual than anybody else. They want to pastor them. They want to restore them. They want to debate with them. And in debating, they want to hear, my brother, what they are saying negative against the ministry and against this one and against this one and against the next one. And they don't realize that the devil from that serpent is anointing them as certain as he anointed Eve. Later on, their sins will find them out. Their sins will find them out. When a man wants to justify himself against God's word and correction, he will be demon-possessed, just as we have the example of Paham Judas. That's a justification that man is on, you know. Justification. Yes. And that justification is coming to satisfy his wife. And wipe the shame of his wife. Yeah. And certain people, my brothers and sisters, are still in contact with him. Yes. And have an affiliation here. Yeah. You are my enemy. You are my enemy. Yes. Anytime you sympathize with a spirit that wants to kill your pastor, you are my enemy. Regardless if you sit in here or you're outside of here and you say that you did not leave the church, you just take a holiday, you are my enemy. Anytime you will go down and sit before a lawyer with that man to persecute me, you are my enemy. And I recognize you as my enemy. Oh, yeah. In this matter, I am right and everybody is wrong. I am standing for righteousness. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Now, these spirits are terrible, brothers. These spirits are spirits of rape, spirit of adultery, spirit of fornication. And that is what gets upon people and carry them in the wrong place. Yes, carry them out into the pub, drinking rum. Young woman drinking rum. Yes, in a pub. Sit down like it's nobody's business with a long skirt, drinking, my brothers and sisters, alcoholic beverage. And seeing by a backslider. I praise the backslider. Backslider engaged the person. Well, what you doing here? Well, expect the unexpected. You are in that demonic realm. And I must compliment the backslider. He reported the matter one time and was willing to be a witness. He said, I am out here, but I'm ashamed to see you come here. Yeah. That little young woman lied like a dog. Yeah. You talk about a fabricated story. I just went in there and I drank some water or whatever and I come out back. Yeah. Convince the mother. Oh yes, I know you was convinced about that sister. Yeah. Convinced by that young woman. On investigation, my brothers and sisters come to find out that she did other things before. Yes. Lie like a dog. How did you do that? What causes a young woman to do that? What causes a young man to do that? What caused you to go and sit down there and gamble, your big hypocrite, you? Huh? Sit down there wearing big clothes on the road now. Hardly come to church. You're a dead hypocrite there. Yeah. You are in contact with a demonic realm. And your soul is about ready to be ushered out into hell. God bust your eye in order to correct you because you're a filthy fornicator. Yes, and you never take heed. God is ready to curse you and spit you out of his mouth if you don't repent. and all your friends with you. Yes. That's the truth too. All these lust spirits, my brothers and sisters, is loose here right now. Yes. And if you don't meditate as young people, and you don't get into the word of God, that lustful spirit will get upon you. Let me stay there for 5 minutes. How do you slip into the realms of Satan? Here you are growing up as a young man, a young woman. And you know what happened? Somebody start talking to you about sex. And a nasty young woman that is married get a hold of young girls and related all her bedroom business and sex act from the scratch to the finish. Yes? And promise to find unsaved men, yeah, for the young girls. Yeah. Wicked, nasty spirit belonging to another church. Yes. Put that spirit upon a young lady and others too. Now, what kind of a spirit that is? Get telephone numbers and give them to call unsaved men. What kind of a devil? We have those things going on in all the plain messages. We have that going on, brothers and sisters, way outside there. Yes, sir. And what it is happened? Look how easy it is for you to slip into that lost realm. All that you have to do as a young boy, a young girl, you just have to get inquisitive about sex. And you have to have somebody that just telling you a little bit about sex, and you don't have enough knowledge in your mind, and it stirs up your passion. It stirs up your passion. And when that thing stirs up your passion, you go on your bed and you start meditating. And you start meditating and wake up the passions of the fiber of your passions. Yes. And you may start doing certain things. You may start getting into masturbation. Yes, because you carry your mind on the wrong thing. The Bible says meditate in the law of the Lord. Yes. Don't meditate about the act of marriage way out there. Don't start daydreaming about when you get married. Don't start daydreaming because you see a handsome boy in the church and some handsome backslider come back here. You're looking at the handsomeness of some backslider instead of eternal life. None of you backsliders will be able to take a woman's hand in marriage until a considerable amount of time and you prove yourself. You didn't come back here for a woman. You ain't come back here to play music in your car all about. Some of you have until the end of the year. Yes. And if you don't change your course, you are going out. I have mercy upon you. I'm receiving reports that you are playing dub music in your car. You're getting violent with the brothers and you are causing problems for the brothers. Some of them, you don't talk with them. Yes. When I sent out to handle that matter, it was not handled in the right way. It was handled with compromise. Yes. You are not going to stay in here and do that. You will have until the end of the year. If I get those kinds of report, I will ask you to leave. Oh, yes. Now, lust get people mad. Lust is mad. Brethren, I preach a lot that I'm telling you, lust is mad. Uncontrolled lust is mad. Why you think a boy would run out there and kill a girl? Huh? I used to go to the prison to talk to a young man that was in condemn row. Yeah, I said, tell me how this thing happened. And he said, boy, I'm sorry, I regret what I do. I find my girl with another man, and I take a cutlash and swipe her neck out. Head separate from her body. He said, I regret that, but I accept the message. He accepted the message. Yes, my God. Now, it is mad. Lust is mad. Yes, my friends. And what happened is that young people and married people, husbands, they start daydreaming about some pretty woman, about some pretty man. and they start daydreaming and daydreaming and daydreaming. Let me tell you what you're doing when you do that. You open up your mind to the gates of hell. You are opening up to that gate out there, and you are getting into that demonic realm. You are slipping into that demonic realm. I'm telling you. And what will follow that? Masturbation. And what will follow that? Lust. You cannot divide lust from love. Yes. Every man pass by you, you want to know if that is your husband. Every woman that pass near you, you want to know if that's your future wife. Now you are controlled by a demon. And when you contact that demonic realm, what will happen to you? You will get nasty with your mouth. Yes. What you cannot express to a wife and a husband, you will start talking sex. I'm talking plain today. Yeah. You will want to look at nasty movies. You will want to talk nasty things with other young people. Yeah. Your words will be indecent, nasty. Now all that is an outlet for your madness and your mad lust. Yes. Lust is mad. Yes. Every man you rest your eye upon, you want to run him down. Yes. A young woman don't run behind one man today and run behind the next one today and run behind the next one today. Huh? What is the solution? I want a man, Brother Bruce, telling me the solution. Hear the solution. How many want to hear the solution? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and your man will be added. They say, I badly want a wife. I will give you the solution. Seek the kingdom of God first, and the woman shall be added. Now, what happened is you're using your eye too much, and you're using your phone too much, you're using your mouth too much, and not the kingdom of God enough. Seek the kingdom first, and everything will be added to you. Yes. And when the gospel gets hot like that, don't hide behind nobody's head neither. Don't say you ain't coming back until the gospel cool off. It didn't have no cool off. There's battle from here to the end. Yes. There's a battle for your souls. Two angelic battles, my brothers and sisters. And that is what is happening. The angels of God battling against the kingdom of Satan. And it's for the souls of men and women. Nobody hates you. Nobody rebuking you. Nobody dislike you. There's war for your soul. I'm telling you, lust is mad. Now, but just draw that example there to show how easy it is for a person to slip into that demonic realm today. All that they have to do is to meditate upon the wrong thing. You have to have the wrong approach. All right, now let us take it away, brothers and sisters, from lust. And put it here now upon money. You see a brother prospering, and now you lay back in your bed and you start meditating. Boy, I tell you, I want to get that big car, yes? I imagine myself. I own my own helicopter. Boy, that demon is right there to anoint you. And that demon anoints you, yeah, and you're going to feel it's a revelation from God. You say it's revealed. It ain't no reveal, it's your lust. It's the first lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Something is pushing you. The reason that God ain't prospering some of you, because he know that is going to capsize you. He can't trust you with money because you're going to go after woman. If you don't have money and you're going after a woman, you could imagine if you get some money. you will find yourself in the brothel. Yes, demonic realm. Yes. Men have beaten their bodies and bring it into subjection. Lost, my brothers and sisters, their wife, lost their husband, lost children and everything. Beloved, and they are contenting themselves and living for the Lord. Yes. You don't search for a man like that, young woman. You don't search for a woman like that, young man. You want a wife, you get before the Lord. You don't behave like a fool and go across and tell this brother, "How's my girl, you know? Girl never even talked to him before. She never even looked in his direction." I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. They come to the office of her, "Russ, I'm mad in love with a girl. I feel she loved me." I say, "She ever talked to you?" "No." "She ever smiled at you?" "No." "She ever told you anything?" "No." I say, "You pray about it?" "Yeah, a little bit." I say, "Boy, let me tell you something. That girl have a boyfriend already." He said, "What?" You know that same fella in 1 month come back and he's seen her next year? You're walking after sight and not by faith. The Bible says, let us walk by faith and not by sight. And you are seeking the wrong way. Seek the Lord in the right way. The same way a sister needs to seek the Lord in the right way. You see a brother that you have a certain feelings for, get down before the Lord, seek his kingdom first. You find that your lust overcoming you and your mouth getting stink and nasty talking about sex, things you don't supposed to talk, and you're calling man on the phone somewhere, and now they have what you call phone sex. No. Imagine this stinking generation, phone sex. Go through the whole drama on the phone. You're talking about lust eating up people? The right way, my beloved, is supposed to be delivered from that spirit. You cannot seek a husband or a wife while you have that devil upon you. And you see three men in the church one time. You have a prostitute spirit upon you. Yeah? Sure, a sister is going to fantasize in her mind. Yeah? Well, maybe that brother might, you know, be interested. Maybe that brother is interested. Maybe that ain't nothing. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about picking three of them and running them down at the same time. You're acting like a prostitute. And you're going to get your neck cut out. That is how young girls are dying everywhere. When you hear a young girl, 21 years of age, get her neck cut out and you find her thrown, her body strong somewhere, she's running on two or three men at the same time. One at a time, God said. And if you're really praying, you know you don't have to do that. The Lord will send that boy to you. And he will send that girl to you. And I've seen that happen many times. Oh my. So there was a way of deliverance. All right, you say, "Brother Bruce, I'm guilty of that. I did not know. I really did not know. And I really got inquisitive and I really meditate and I daydream and I got into trouble. How do I get out of this spirit, Brother Bruce?" Very easy. How you got out? How you got the spirit in you? How you got the spirit in you? By meditating? By listening to the wrong voice? Well, now start meditating in the law of God day and night. Repent. Tell God that you are sorry and you got impatient and you got carried away and you did not realize how detrimental that is. "Lord, forgive me for this way that I have taken. I did not mean to be bad. I did not mean to be a prostitute. I did not mean to be in this, Lord. All that I am doing, I'm getting a little anxious to get a girl. I get a little anxious to get a boy. and I went the wrong way. I did not have the guidance, Lord. Lord, take away the spirit from me. I repent for that. And from now on, I want to meditate on your law day and night. Get into some fasting. Get into some praying. Do a little extra. Do a little extra something. Get some tapes that is convenient. Listen to the tapes. And in your heart, whenever that spirit come around you and try to break into you and try to bring your mind to it, and every time daydreaming come, start singing a little song in your heart. Put on a little tape quick. Grab your Bible quickly. Start reading. Seek the kingdom first, and the Lord is going to add everything to you. That is how easy you slip into the satanic realm. That is how easy you jump out of this realm. Seek the kingdom first. Oh, my. Oh, yes, sir. Now, looking for a place to stop. Yes. Now, brethren, people don't know that they get into that spiritual realm when the ministry start dealing with the children for acting like prostitutes and dressing their way, and even saying that they are leaving the church. I see parents act up in the most arrogant way, and some of them are smart mouth. They don't start quarreling and carrying on, but they ask some kind of sarcastic question. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that, Brother Bruce? They start coming to the defense of their children. Yes. And brothers and sisters, like if their children can do no wrong. Yeah. And will even ride along with them in stinking clothes. After seeing and knowing the policies of the Bible and the requirements of the Bible, they have backslidden children. And they will dress my brothers and sisters in tight clothing, semi-Christian clothing, wrong type of clothing, and be in public with them as nothing happened. You're a dead hypocrite, parent. You're a dead hypocrite. You as an old man grew up in the house of God here, you become old. An old woman, your children backslide, you have one of them in your house with a big belly. Yeah? You have the next one who's living with an old man. She denied it when the ministry approached them. Now, my brother, she is more bad than anybody. Because somebody brought a report. This is going over just like this, you know. Nobody outside there must get the idea that Bethel is a perfect church. This is not a perfect church. There are three kinds of believers here. And we have dead hypocrites sitting here too. Yeah? Parents, dead hypocrite. Yeah? They have their children, my brothers and sisters, they've been nasty and ruling the house and walking outside with them, going to the public with them dressing nasty. Your days are numbered in Bethel. I will not tolerate that in the house of God. Repent or perish. Then when the ministry correct your children, you are most offended. The same way you get offended and jump up, you will jump down back. You know anybody that jump up have to come down back? Do you know that? Or would they stay up there? No, that don't bother me. Jump up. And this is one pastor, don't bother me, you have to come back down. Yeah. So your standoff with me, and your absence from the house of God don't change the policy of the church. Yes. Your opinion don't change the policy of the church. The word of God is the word of God. Yes, sir. We are against the satanic realm. We are against hell. We are against my brother sin. We are against death. We are marching to the promised land. Some people have their own opinion about meeting my brother, the challenge of the devil for the hour. Yes, sir. They are Sunday worshippers. Yes, sir. In the goodness of the heart of the ministry here, brothers and sisters, we let off this service. We let off the next service. We compromise on this end because we believe that the people has to work a little harder to serve the Lord. Yes, I mean to live. Yes, so we break off this and we try to balance it. You know, those hypocrites take advantage of that. And they want the Wednesday off too. Yeah, they want the Wednesday off too. And then if something happened, my brother, they want the Sunday off too. You are in that realm, friend. You are anointed from that realm of the devil. And you ain't doing no more than a Catholic. Yes, sir. And you are busy about your work, but I was busy. Yeah, you're seeking after luxury. You're walking in your own will. Anybody that walks in their own will and did not seek the will of the Lord, they will go around in a circle. They plan to do certain things on service day. You cannot find them on certain services. As for some of them, Wednesday is out. They know enough. God will show you that you don't know enough. God will show you that you need to come to the prayer meeting. He will show you that you need to come and purge them nasty things out, or you're going through the tribulation. The day will come and the outpouring will come, and you'll be bawling and crying, and then things will be in you and you cannot get it. And the Lord will speak out and say, go to them that sell and buy for your sorrows. This is the time to push it out. I deal with people, brother, in time past. They are such lovers of money. Yes. Brother Bruce, I can't pay my tithes. Can't pay my tithes. I don't have the nerve to pay it. Yeah. Like one preacher asked a man who had some money a couple of years ago. He said, I want to ask you a question. If you was the rich young ruler and the Lord tell you to go and give it away and distribute it to the poor, what you will do? He said, I'll never do it. I will never do it. I'm telling you the truth. He is not here today. He said, I'll never do that. I want to tell you, I will do it. I will do it. If that is my Lord to tell me that, I will do it. Yes, and some have their own opinion in what is pleasing the Lord. Yes, you cannot see them on a Wednesday night. No, friends. I'm talking for all them churches. That's the problem there in India. That's the problem in Africa. That's the problem in certain places. Yes. Throughout the Caribbean. The problem is that people get too busy and they're anointed of the devil. Going after money, going after house, going after land, going after business. And these demons that are loose from that realm have them busy. Yes. My God. So busy. Get into an accident and die. As I oftentimes say, I say, how far did that fellow reach? Woman come from the States, young, beautiful woman. Oh, hustling and hustling and hustling. Yeah, 150 miles an hour. Right on the highway, a few miles away from here. Slam in, brothers and sisters, to something there. Mash up the car and her brains busted. And splatter right through the car. I say, how far did she reach? What about the young lady's soul? That's the first thing that ought to come to you as a Christian. What about that soul? Huh? Oh, many stories. You are here today, and by the time you walk out there, you could catch a heart attack and die. Oh, my brothers and sisters, let us give ourselves to the Lord. I met people in time past. They say, I can't pay my tithes. I just can't pay my tithes because I will get that preacher rich. Oh, yeah. When you cannot pay your tithes, a curse is upon you. And God will see to it that He curse your prosperity and curse your goods. And maybe give you an infectious disease that will take the rest of the money. Read Malachi 3. Is there Brother Bruce you're preaching for money now? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm preaching for God's money. I'm preaching for God's money, bringing God's money in the house of God. And if you don't do it, that you are the biggest thief. You are the biggest thief. They say you have robbed God. You're very technical to rob God. Who could see everywhere and know everything. You had to be a big thief to rob God. Yes. Now what it is, my brothers and sisters, some people have their own opinion. There was a doctor around here, brothers and sisters. I called her Dr. Miriam. Yeah, she's a preacher. She had a doctor's office out the road. Backslid. And all the sisters that went there, she'll be preaching to the sisters. Preaching to the sisters. I stand from this pulpit and I stop them from going to that office because she's a woman spirit. Huh? She's a woman preacher with a dangerous tongue. A dangerous spirit. You're talking about a confusion spirit? And run down this ministry. Now she's in a governmental office there. And people still have to ask if to go to her. Listen to me. That woman hate this church. And hate my guts. I would not trust to take one tablet from her. You are brave enough to go and take an injection? That woman could put an injection in you and kill you. That's the demon that is on her. Right before the judge, she was sitting there. Oh yes, with Paham. That snake. Sitting down right there in a tight dress. Supporting Paham. That reveals the wicked, nasty spirit that is in that woman. And you have to ask the question, should I go? Huh? She preaches to unsaved people right in the medical center. Yes. And people become vexed who have to wait on the outside. That's a woman preaching spirit that was running the church in Guyana. Yes. And she got a revelation and she wrote a letter to the preacher and tell the preacher, God said to marry me. She got a revelation that they should wear their dress right down to the floor. And that's the dress that they came here with. I said, that revelation never come from God. That's the revelation she's getting. And the preacher abandoned his pulpit and married her, though she was a defiled woman. Yes, sir. Right now, they are looking for a place to hide in the plain message. The article will appear very soon. Yes, sir. So you want to go down there and get an injection? Go ahead. I don't trust if I even die in. Let me tell you something, wife. If I even die in, I don't want that woman to put her hand on top of me. She could have the best injection in the world. I don't want that needle from that woman. She's a dangerous hypocrite and controlled from a demonic realm. She is a witch and a medium. Yes. And some of you could go down there and say, sister, 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 her medicine is working good. Yeah, her tongue is working good too. Yes, heretic spirit. And you go to listening to a heretic spirit, my brothers and sisters, I tell you, you're going to get a demon upon you. Yes, anytime you see you get a hate, come musician, let's sing a song and go home. I preached long enough. Now, anytime you see you have offenses, beloved, you have offenses in you and not settle those offenses in the right way, and you see you got a hate, you got a malice, you got a inside of you revenge, you are contacting that spiritual realm. That devil is going to jump on you because of that hate and malice. Jump right on you. Yeah. And your offense could come from a certain point of view, just because you feel left out. Yeah. Two of our sisters was buddy, 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 and now I see she has another friend, and I feel left out. Well, they don't like me anymore. Yes. And you pull away. And you pull away, and what happens? The next party see that you pull away, and they pull away. Because they don't understand your action. Then that confirms your thoughts. A demon jumped right on you. Well, they don't like me. Yes. I will just greet them and I will talk to them, but they just don't like me. A demon from that realm whisper to you and bring offenses in your heart. And let's say that the brother or the sister already done something to you. That is not the way to settle your offenses. No, there is a way, according to Matthew 18, 15 to 18, to settle your offenses. Yes. And a lot of people enter that demonic realm in that way. Yes, they have offenses, and they cannot settle them. And they just go on with hate and malice. Now, those things must be purged out for you to receive the truth. And if it is not purged out, my friends, if it is not purged out at the time of that token, you will be crying for that token. And you will go through the tribulation, and the Lord will ask you to purge that out in the tribulation. Though you be a son of God and a daughter of God. Give us a song there, Brother Chandler. Yes. May the Lord bless you. Let us stand, brethren. Oh, yes. Thank you for your patience, brethren.
Converting the soul, converting the soul.
Testimony of the Lord.
The testimony of the Lord is sure.
Making wise the
sinner. Making wise the sinner.
More to be desired and be before.
More to
the Lord of the Lord. converting the soul.
Converting the soul.
Testimony of the Lord.
Testimony of the Lord.
It's yours.
Oh, praise Him.
Making wise the simple.
Making wise the simple.
More to be desired.
More to be desired. A good and good. Even but fine good. Oh, yes. Peter also. Statues of the Lord. The statues of the Lord.
All right. Rejoicing the heart.
Rejoicing the heart.
The commandments of the Lord.
The commandments of the Lord.
Is pure. Enlightening the eyes.
Enlightening
more to be desired.
Your word is right, Lord.
are correct in your ways. Hallelujah. Thank you for the perfection of your word. Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Purge us with hyssop.
Pray.
Purge my soul, O Lord.
Pray.
Purge my soul, O Lord. Purge my soul, O Lord. Purge my soul.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lord.